You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. Hey, we're Anne and Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God,
helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
And today we're going to share with you our favorite marriage and parenting resources.
Okay, everyone, with this episode, we promised you this is part two of our series, and today's resources are going to be all about parenting.
Yeah, last week we talked about our favorite marriage resources, and so today we're going to talk about parenting and the things that we use in our everyday life with our children, and how we incorporate our faith in almost everything we do.
I also want to encourage you to have a piece of paper and pen, or maybe use your phone, just to be able to take notes as we go through some of these resources, because we want to encourage you guys to do a little bit more research on them, maybe order some if you need to, but we are really excited about sharing some of these resources with you, and so maybe just having that available to take notes would be helpful for you.
So one of the main reasons that we are sharing our favorite resources, you know, it's one of the reasons why we started Marriage After God podcast, is we're trying to encourage marriages to recognize that their marriages are ministries, that it's not just about happily ever after. It's not just about getting to the next day or to the next Friday or waiting until retirement or until the kids are out of the home, but it's about the everyday and that this is the day, this is the time that God's given us, and that our marriage is one of the most powerful tools he's given us to do what he's asked us to do in this world. And one of the most important things outside of our relationship with our spouse is how we raise our children. And we try and, it's not just turning them into good moral people. It's turning them into God-loving people who fear God and who serve him. And so a lot of these resources we're going to be sharing are focused around God and centered on Christ. And not all of them, but most of them. And so we want to encourage you that the more we can incorporate scripture and the more we can incorporate the Bible, the more we can incorporate prayer and singing worship and all of that into our life with our kids, the more we're going to instill in them that lifestyle, the understanding of who God is and what he desires for them. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to encourage you in your ministry as a marriage.
So with that, I'll start with the first resource, and it's the most important, and it will set the foundation for everything that we do as parents. It's where we get our truth, our wisdom, all of that, and it's the Bible. And so Aaron and I shared in the last episode of Marriage After God what our Bibles are. We use the ESV, and I just wanted to share that we use the same thing for our kids, except it's called the Action Bible, and it's the study guide version.
Yeah, so it's the ESV Action Bible. And what the Action Bible is it's a Bible that looks like a comic book. But this is actually the full Bible. But throughout it, there's snippets from the comic book version of the Bible.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of fun when we're reading some pages, they can look at, you know, David and Goliath. And but it's actually the full Bible. So they get used to seeing the scriptures and they don't get afraid of how much words there are. And it just, it helps them start to learn how to have a Bible, how to navigate through it. You know, we have people ask us all the time, what Bible do you use for your kids? Because we do Bible time every day with the kids. And we used to use like children's versions of Bibles.
Which we'll share about those
Share about those in a little bit. We use them still. But for the main Bible time, you know, when our kids turn 3 years old, we go and get them their own Bible.
And they get so excited about it.
And they hold it during Bible time. They don't know how to read yet.
Well, what's great is they can look at the pictures that are, you know, spread throughout the Bible.
But we use it in fun ways, too, because they start at that age, they start recognizing numbers. So I can say, hey, can you find the number 100? You know, can you find the number 49? And so they start being able to do that. They start recognizing words. Anyways, this is what we use. We give them their own Bible. We teach them how to respect it, to honor it. We say, go get your Bible. It's theirs. There's like ownership in it. They learn how to use the ribbon. Our son likes, he's like, where are we at? And I open it to him. He doesn't know how to read very good yet, but he'll open to it and he'll sit there and then he'll like, you know, scroll through the pages. But we give our kids full Bibles. And they're the ESV, the English Standard Version.
And for Elliot, we got the black one, the black cover. For Olive, we got the purple one. I don't know if there's many more variations than that.
I'm pretty sure those are the only two colors.
Well, I feel like there was a pink one, maybe a blue one. I'm not really sure. But they're the same Bible on the inside, essentially.
Yes, exactly the same Bible, just different colors. So she's got the girly version. Elliot's got the manly version. But they actually love it. Yeah. And it's been a really cool thing giving them the Bible. And I'm actually getting really excited for Elliot to learn how to read. Because I told him, I was like, when you learn how to read, then you're going to help me read during Bible time.
There is one little trick before the kids know how to read that gets them really excited. You taught Elliot this, but you would say, okay, go to Proverbs, and you taught him that it's the middle of the Bible.
Yeah, teaching him how to navigate.
And so he would try and get as close to the middle as possible, and when he landed
most
in Proverbs,
most of the time he got it right.
He would be so excited. Yeah. He'd come to me, Mom, look what, ask me to go to Proverbs. It's just really cute.
Yeah, it's a fun learning experience. And we believe in starting him as young as you can. Yeah. Like, why not?
So in sharing about the Bibles that we use, I also just want to let those who are listening know that we did share an episode on family Bible time. And that's just a really important part of our day. And we've made it a routine. It's how we sit with the kids and go through the Bible with them. So I just want to encourage them listening to go find that episode and listen to it.
Yeah. So the next resource is something that we used to use as a Bible. It's called the Rhyme Bible and the Jesus Storybook Bible. And these are very kid-friendly. They are not, we try and tell our kids, these are not the Bible.
We hope you guys are enjoying listening to this week's episode of Marriage After God. We wanted to take a quick break to share with you 31 prayers for my son and daughter. We started out writing the marriage prayer books, but we had a lot of parents asking for prayer books for my son and daughter. And so we made these really neat resources so that parents can pray specific prayers over their children. And there's even journal lines in it so that they can make them personal. And I've heard in some cases, parents are going to be handing these books back to their children when they graduate or hit those really awesome milestones. So this is just a really great way to inspire your prayer life for your children.
So if you're interested in getting more information about the 31 Prayers for My Son and Daughter books, please go to marriageaftergod.com/children and you'll get all the information you need.
They're stories.
They're stories from the Bible. Because I don't want our kids to get confused. That these are used as supplements. We will read these to the kids. We'll show them. And again, it's just surrounding them by things that are based around Christ.
Yeah. So I use these during when I'm doing school time with them or we're talking about a certain story from the Bible. I really like this one by Sally Lloyd-Jones. And the illustrations are just really beautiful. And the story,
David and Goliath.
Yeah, it's more told like a story. So it's just really fun for the kids. And then the Rhyme Bible, I love anything rhyme. I love Dr. Seuss and all of that. And so the Rhyme Bible is really fun for those younger ages. And it's just, again, the stories like of Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus and David and Goliath, but it's told in rhyme form. And so again, it's not like, it's based on scripture, but it's not scriptural. So it's, I don't know how to explain that, but
well, we just tell them that this isn't the Bible.
It's fine.
It's based on the Bible. So a way we use these is like, let's say we were reading in like Joshua today and we were reading about the walls of Jericho. Mm-hmm. What we might do, so we read from the actual Bible, the actual story, word for word. Mm-hmm. We could find in there the story version or the rhyme version of
just
the same story.
To it.
And then it like supplements and it builds on what we did from the Bible, and it gives them these ways of remembering and illustrations and pictures and rhymes to help them solidify in their hearts and in their minds those stories from the Bible.
And another good resource for sharing Bible stories with your kids are the little golden books. I love these.
They have a bunch of Bible versions.
There's a bunch of Bible versions. So there's Noah's Ark, The Lord is My Shepherd, Daniel in the Lion's Den, there's David and Goliath, Bible stories for boys and girls. And this is just another fun way to like leave the books out in your kids' room or in the playroom and let them have access to them. Maybe those younger ones who aren't if they're sitting for Bible time, but they don't have their own Bible yet, this is a great resource for them to be looking through.
Gets them in the
pictures.
Gets them used to holding a book while we're doing Bible time, but they can like look through it and it's still Bible focused.
Bedtime stories. That's a really
stories,
great time.
So again, we teach the kids that these aren't the Bible, but that they have Bible stories in them and we use them to supplement reading the Bible with them. So what's another resource that we love when it comes to our parenting?
So another resource that I really love is by Rod and Staff. They have a lot of resources for teaching your kids.
But is Rod and Staff a homeschool curriculum?
Yeah, kind of like a homeschool curriculum thing. But they have something that I really love is it's a Bible stories that the parent has the guide and you read the story to the kid. It walks you through what scripture it's from. And so you go find the Bible, you read through the Bible. And as they're doing that, there's a coloring sheet that goes with it. And so that's just another fun way to supplement what they're learning.
Solidifying what they're learning. So there's the story about David and Goliath, and then they color a picture about David and Goliath.
Yeah. So that's Rod and Staff.
Elliot really loves that. Mm-hmm. I've done it a couple times with him.
Yeah.
So the next one, and you'll talk about this more, but it's called Large Family Logistics. And this is more for, families that are growing. But you know what? It even works for someone who has one.
It's good for any size family, especially if you are someone like me where you got married and you kind of felt at a loss. Like maybe you didn't know really how to manage a home, how to, make the most of your time with your kids and for your family. It even goes into, different routines and things that will really help facilitate your family life. And so if you're interested, Large Family Logistics was a great resource, particularly for the wife. Obviously, the husband could read it. You guys could read it together, go through some of the practical things that she mentions in the book. And
is it a reference book? Like, do you go back to it? Like, oh, I want to go back to the meal planning or
And she just has a lot of really great ideas. I know that's available on Amazon and we'll link to it. And sometimes it can get really pricey depending on which version find it. But I would say it's definitely worth it.
That's good. Yeah, so everything we're promoting, of course, is going to cost money unless you know someone that has it.
But that's true. Ask around.
Some of them are much cheaper than others. But the point is that there's all of these things available if you need help in certain areas or if there's things you want to supplement other things with. So what's the next thing we want to talk about? Are we going to go into some of the audio video stuff?
Yeah, so these are just resources to help not so much with your parenting, but with your kids. As far as just,
They're educational again, and they're also biblical supplements.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're just really fun resources. So, the Jonathan Park series is really, really good. Mm-hmm. We really like that, especially if you're just driving.
Are these audio or DVD?
This is audio.
Audio. And so we'll put in the car while we're driving these, Jonathan Park audio CDs, or this one is one of my favorites.
G.A. Henty. They do The Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty. It's really good.
These are dramatized audio stories based off of novels, and they're based off of historic figures who were Christian. Mm-hmm. And so they're these historic stories told in a dramatic way with sounds and music and different characters. But then there's always these biblical themes and undertones that are coming out of these stories.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll put these audio books on just while the kids are playing in their schoolroom, and they really like that.
I just want to talk about that one real quick. We did a road trip a couple years ago, and Elliot just wanted to listen to the stories over and over again. And then he started repeating them and talking about the different characters. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So another one that's just audio is Heroes of History. And we listened to the Abraham Lincoln one, and it was really good.
These were really good. You showed me these.
They have different ones, like Jim Elliott, who was a missionary.
And they're really, really informative.
And there's several CDs in each one.
Yeah, and you play it, and they're just historic stories of these different historic characters. Again, there's a Christian undertone to all of them.
Mm-hmm. The last one is visual. So these are DVDs that you can watch on a TV or computer, and it's the Nest learning system. And you could just look up Nest Entertainment, go to the link in the description that we're sharing.
Do you desire to pray more for your spouse? Do you desire to pray more with your spouse? We understand that you may not know where to start, or maybe you feel uncomfortable praying, or maybe you don't know what to pray, or maybe you simply want to add something more to your current prayer life. This is why we wrote The Marriage Gift, 365 Prayers for Our Marriage. We desire that it would be used as a daily reminder and catalyst for you and your spouse to grow a dynamic and consistent prayer life together. This book is a compilation of 365 unique and powerful prayers that cover a range of diverse topics that every marriage deals with. You can read it alone, or ideally, you read it with your spouse. Also, we hope that the topics that are brought up in these prayers would become a starting point for deeper and more intimate conversations with your spouse and a desire to seek God on these matters together. Visit themarriagegift.com today and order your copy and give your marriage the greatest gift, powerful and meaningful prayer. Visit themarriagegift.com today.
sharing with you, but their animated Bible stories are really good, like David and Goliath, but they also do history. So the Wright Brothers is one of my favorite. This is all
we play that. We play that too. Like once or twice a week.
Yeah.
So we usually watch all of these and listen to these. The audio we listen into the bedroom, mm-hmm. but the DVDs we usually watch in the car if we're going to do a long trip.
Yeah.
But they love them. And what's great about them is they're educational, and again, they reinforce biblical ideas mm-hmm. and biblical stories.
Yeah, I would say that you should review them before you just let your kids loose with them, just because there could be some age appropriateness there that you may not feel comfortable with. So just make sure that you're reviewing things before just letting them listen.
Yeah, the movies specifically are definitely not just age neutral.
Yeah,
I would say review them and be cautious and discern on your own.
So another one that Elliot really loves is Answers in Genesis by Ken Ham. And so there's this specific one that he loves. It's something that he watches, and it's about dinosaurs. And so that's just really something that you guys should look into. And then a part of that, if you ever went like on a family vacation and you're near Kentucky, they have the Creation Museum, they have Noah's mm-hmm. Ark Encounter. And so Ken Ham's a great resource, and Answers in Genesis specifically is a really great resource.
Yeah, Ken Ham is a creation scientist. Mm-hmm. He always compares secular science and secular history with biblical history, mm-hmm. but he doesn't just like use only the Bible. He uses archaeology and he uses science and he uses all the things that we have actual evidence mm-hmm. of to prove that the Bible stories are true. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting, really fascinating. I love listening to him as an adult.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I've never heard of him before I became a dad and before you showed me him.
Yeah.
We have friends that introduced us to Ken Ham, but apparently he's been around for years. So all of Ken Ham's stuff is awesome. But the Answers in Genesis series is amazing.
So I just want to mention that you just said that friends of ours are the ones that showed us this Answers in Genesis. Mm-hmm. And I just want to point out, you guys, that one of the biggest resources that will benefit your parenting mm-hmm. are friends and family, people who are walking faithfully, who have mm-hmm. Christian views and, believe the Bible and
fellowship
walk
with other
in
believers.
That way. And are contributing to your parenting in that fellowship, in that relationship that you have with them. You know, people that we have in our life mm-hmm. have ministered to us in great ways, impactful ways in our parenting.
Actually.
Yeah, every day. people who are willing to speak into our lives or see our relationship with our kids and say, hey, you might want to correct that, or you might want to address that, mm-hmm. or hey, you're doing a really great job, which we all need to hear.
Yeah.
And so we just want to be encouraging you to make sure that you are walking in community, Christian fellowship with people who have fruit in their life, people who, you see how they parent and you admire and you want mm-hmm. that, and you can draw that wisdom from them.
Yeah. And if you don't have close Christian relationships like that and you want them, start praying for them today, mm-hmm. but also ask God to change and point out in your heart where you might be avoiding mm-hmm. Those relationships, because those are hard to have. And they're sticky sometimes, but we need them. God actually commands us as believers to walk in close fellowship with other believers. Mm-hmm. So start pursuing that mm-hmm. As a couple. It's going to be the most important resource in your life mm-hmm. is walking with other believers. Mm-hmm.
And if you have those relationships, don't be afraid to ask questions, because I found that sometimes you just don't realize what people do or don't know until you ask them a question. So, having those conversations and just being willing to say, hey, I'm going through this and I really need help. Or, hey, do you have a resource for, my kid really likes to listen to audiobooks. Do you have anything? And just be sharing all of that information.
So the next one we are going to talk about, the next resource, is a fun one. And again, this is just another thing that we use during the day to reinforce scripture memorization and just reinforcing the Bible. And it's called Singing the Word from A to Z. And it's just a CD, and it's 26 songs that are all just scripture. Mm-hmm. And they're fun. And man, Olive,
she
when we play that,
it.
She doesn't even know all the songs, but
she just sings along.
She's in the back going, ah. So they love hearing the songs. And what happens is
repetition, right?
Repetition. It's how people forever have learned to memorize things mm-hmm. is through song mm-hmm. and repetition and rhyme. Mm-hmm. And so they've taken verses from the Bible mm-hmm. and they've put them into song form. Mm-hmm. And we played in the car, and they're very kid friendly.
I think they're children singing.
They're
it.
Just yeah. Sometimes it's children singing the song, but we have learned to love those kinds of things because our kids in the back, they love it.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to sing along to the songs, and what they're trying to do is they're actually trying to memorize scripture, which they don't even realize they're doing. But it's an incredible thing. So we love that. And what's the other CD that we play?
Yeah, the We Sing Songs is really good. For they talk about Bible stories. You know, old kind of preschool version songs that we grew up on, like
Jesus
This Little Light of
Children.
Mine. So that's a really great one to put on while they're playing, or if you want to have some, you know, music and movement time, some dance with your kids, that's a really great one. And I just want to encourage you guys to be mindful of what you're listening to in your home, just because, you know, everything that we listen to is going into our hearts and our minds, and
it's influencing
we're,
in some
we're consuming
way.
It. Yeah. And if we're consuming it and our kids are around, our kids are consuming it, and that stuff's going to impact us. So I just wanted to just kind of make a bold statement there, and being mindful of what kind of music you are listening to, and don't skip over these cute preschool fun dance songs, because
our kids love them.
Our kids love them. I'm sure your kids will love them.
So this next resource is kind of for the parent and the kid at the same time. It's called the Bible App for Kids, and it's kind of like a game, but it goes through the Bible, and it's all animated. It's beautiful. You can touch little characters on the screen, and they do different things. But essentially, you go through the whole, it goes through the whole Bible, all of the Bible, the main Bible stories in the Bible. It's not word for word, of course, but this is the kind of thing. Whenever we're out and we need to, like Elliot needs something like to entertain him for a minute, we'll give him this, and he can play the Bible app, and he gets to navigate through the stories of the Bible in animated form.
And even our younger kids really like it, even though they don't know how to navigate the touch screen as well, because they'll just click, and eventually something will moo or squeak.
And there'll be little things, like if they can read, they can tap a little thing, and it'll say, you know, who was, you know, Moses? And it'll have like a little, you know, multiple choice, and they'll get to pick, and they can get it wrong or right.
Yeah.
So it's just a fun thing. So again, it gives you a little bit of break, and it gives them something fun to do, but it's still biblically focused. Mm-hmm. And so we've used that quite a few times. That's a fun app for our kids.
So I just want to share a couple of websites for parents. This is going to really encourage you in walking out your parenting, because we all need that encouragement. We all need to be reminded of, you know,
exhorted.
Exhorted,
encouraged.
Being reminded of what our mission is, what our focus should be. And so I just want to give a couple websites that's been really encouraging to us in our parenting. Club31women.com, again, has articles very specific to relational things. So, you know, the way that a mom and daughter communicate, or how a mom and her sons should interact. Mm-hmm. And then also has a lot of marriage stuff. So making sure that relationship's just going really strong. And so Club 31 Women's a really great website. Another one is CourageousMom.com. She, you know, shares a lot about leaving a legacy and how impactful your parenting is for your children, and just raising them up to be really strong, courageous children. And she is, you know, they have a lot of kids, and her and her husband, he does Resolute Man, if you guys want to look him up. But they're just really encouraging people in real life. We know them personally, and they have fruit in their life, and just throughout their sites, they're just really encouraging. We just wanted to take a quick break to ask you, if you are enjoying this content, would you please leave a star review and a comment review? This helps us spread the word about Marriage After God, and just all the episodes that we have to offer. And we would love just to get that reach out there. So please, again, if you have a moment, just take that time to leave a star review and a comment review for us. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the episode. To the parent, but they're also very firm in how you should be navigating parenting, and so very just straightforward biblically. Like she just kind of lays it out.
Ministry focus. Yep. You know, the way we look at marriage is ministry. She looks at parenting as ministry, which is true.
And they go live a lot on social media, so if you want to follow them there, you can do. It's at Courageous Mom, and she also has a postpartum course. So if you're in that fresh stage of like either pregnancy or going into postpartum, or you're in postpartum, please look that up, because it's really, really just a great course in a practical sense, but also preparing you spiritually, mentally, emotionally for just that season. The next two sites I want to share are also great for parenting. It's FamilyLifeToday.com and TheBetterMom.com. So those are just really great resources. TheBetterMom.com is really great because it's a contributor site. So there's a lot of authors contributing and sharing perspectives and different points of view on different topics about parenting. Mm-hmm. The Better Mom also has books available for you. And another book that I wanted to mention is The Life-Giving Parent by Sally and Clay Clarkson. They just have a wonderful way of writing things to help you understand your value in your children's life. And so The Life-Giving Parent is an awesome book.
So the one of the last resources I want to share is called The Bible Project. You can get there at thebibleproject.com. And they create amazingly beautiful illustrated and designed videos to talk about everything that has to do with the Bible. Mm-hmm. They have a video for every book of the Bible, just doing an explanatory overview of each book and who they were written to and why and what the purpose was. And they pull out some amazing things that when you're watching, you're like, oh my gosh, I never connected those things before. They do videos on topics from the Bible. They do videos on themes in the Bible, on words from the Bible. And our son loves watching the videos because they're animated and hand-drawn and illustrated, and they're in the 3D, and they have all these different styles.
Yeah.
Very unique. But their perspective on the Bible and the way they present it is just so amazing. It's been amazing for us, but more so our kids just love watching the videos. And so I just wanted to point to that. It's called thebibleproject.com. And they even have a huge book that they printed that has these illustrations from every book of the Bible. It's a beautiful book. It's over sitting over there. And we got that, and our kids love going through it. It's kind of a coffee table book, so they don't get to play with it that often, but go check that out. That's been a really fun thing that we periodically go watch. Again, to supplement, if we're reading in Joshua, we go to the Bible Project also, and we watch the video on Joshua, so they can watch this animated overview of what Joshua is about. It's been a cool resource for us.
Okay, well, there's one last resource that we really wanted to share, and we're really excited to share with you guys because there are resources, and we couldn't do this whole episode without sharing them with you, just because, for one thing, the covers are really beautiful. They're done by a local artist, a friend of ours, Sierra, and they're just really beautiful, but it's 31 Prayers for My Daughter and 31 Prayers for My Son. The 31 Prayers for My Daughter has this beautiful little red lily on it, and the 31 Prayers for My Son has an olive tree, and if you read the introductions, it shares a little bit more of the significance of that. But they're really great resources for parents who want to be praying for their kids, and maybe they don't know where to start, or maybe they don't know how, or maybe they just kind of gotten a little prayer rut and they just need a little bit of inspiration. So it's not supposed to really take over your prayer life, but it's a great supplement for parents. And it's 31 days of prayer, so each day is a different topic for your child. And again, just like the 31 prayers for my wife and for my husband, there's journal pages between each prayer to make it more personal. You can write out a list, or you can journal to your kids. I have some people telling me
they're buying them
for each kid and then giving them to them when they're older.
So we just hope you enjoyed all of these resources today. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you next week. Did you enjoy today's show? Find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com, and let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage. Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy, because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join with thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com.